And can I defend LeBron for a minute about wanting more players?
Sure.
Because I wrote this morning, and something really struck me the wrong way. Because former Bulls GM Jerry Krause, they interviewed him, and he was talking about, you know, not LeBron directly, but about as indirectly as you can talk about him. Can I read you what this quote he said about Jordan?
Sure.
But I will say one thing for Michael Jordan. Never came to me and asked for other players. He never came to me and asked me to draft a player. Never came to me and asked to trade for a player. Never once did that happen. Part of it was he thought he was so darn good he could win without him. He understood what we had to do as an organization. Okay, I get that you're trying to protect this guy's legacy. That is just a bald-faced lie. He went to him a bunch of times over players. He got pissed off because they didn't trade for Walter Davis because he was his UNC guy. And basically came back, said on the plane, as soon as we get back, I'm calling the owner. Says, Krause has messed everything up again. He can't do anything. A couple days later, Jordan says, if I were general manager, we'd be a better team. Jordan's also the one that told him, insisted they go out and get Dennis Rodman, which made
it's
a ton
a good
of
move.
Sense. So, and not, this isn't the bag Jordan at all.
Well, and he was also, listen, look, Jordan never played, you know when Jordan started playing with nothing but scrubs on his team?
In Washington.
In Washington. Yeah. That was it.
And again, this isn't just, I'm not bagging on Jordan here. Every great player does this. Hakeem Olajuwon, greatest Rocket in history, right?
Needed help.
He chased Joe Barry Carroll and Sleepy Floyd out of town. And I remember the quote very well because they had just got there from the Warriors and he's saying, we need Warriors who will fight. And he was involved in all of that stuff. Kobe did it. Everybody's done it. Magic Johnson got a coach fired. And if you, great players want other great players. They want the best team around them. So these guys who are going around being critical of him now, okay, be fair, though. Criticize everybody else.
Yeah. I mean, this is, you can't win titles by yourself, especially nowadays. You just can't. And to expect anybody not to, listen to this, and this is the underreported side, and I understand the Cavs spend a lot of money, and they're well over on the cap, and it's hard to feel sorry for them because they've got the best player in the world on their team, and they've spent a lot to
and they built a nice they built a nice team around them.
Yeah, but the Cavs also went for like 4 or 5 weeks with an open spot on their roster. When do you ever see that happening?
Yeah.
So you're so cheap that you won't pay for a 12th man because the other 11 guys have it. I think that's part
well,
of what
there's 15.
Well, you know what I mean, though. Yeah. But I mean, you're basically shortening your roster when you don't need to. And when he's talking about getting tired, that's probably why. That's probably why. I mean, I just can't imagine. Wanted to save enough money that we're not going to carry that last guy on our roster. I've never heard of a – I mean, can you imagine an NFL team going into a game with only 52 guys on the roster?
No, but yeah, there's a little difference there because they have inactives, and there's always guys hurt that wind up being inactive. You can only dress 47 on game day.
Okay.
But they wouldn't go with 46, no. Not unless there were just so many injuries, and I'm sure it's happened where there's been so many injuries and you don't want to put guys on IR.
But with as competitive as the NFL is, even if they had 52 for a week, you can damn well bet by the end of that week, have a 53rd.
Yeah.
They're not going weeks and weeks with just an open roster spot. It doesn't happen in pro sports.
Yeah, I it's kind of silly, but by the same token, how much is a 15th guy going to help you?
I don't know. I mean, that's...
Is that guy really going to get on the court and take minutes away from LeBron?
I don't know. I mean, probably not. But just the fact that
it's still a bad look.
It's a bad look.
713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. And, LeBron brings up a good point. Didn't Jordan get the coach? Yeah, I got... who was it? It was Doug Collins. He got him fired.
Yeah.
And players do that. So that story really bothered me because it was just a direct attack on that whole protect the legacy thing. Let his legacy be what it is, man. Pretty damn good. You don't need to go and say, oh, well, he never would have done that. Well, he did. They all do. And there's nothing wrong with that. If I don't like the show and want a better co-host, I should go bitch for a better co-host.
Yeah.
And that's just wanting to be great. I don't have a problem with it.